We revisit our goals on a daily basis. And in business, you know, I've had an opportunity to be part of 7 different businesses. And we revisit our goals and are always looking ahead as though they're already achieved. You know, next quarter, next year, next 5 years. I mean, these are the things that we are grateful for that we will achieve. And we talk about the growth of our companies and the service to our customers and our coworkers growing in numbers and satisfaction. I mean, we talk about all those things as though they already are. And then we are guided and directed to take steps to ensure that they happen. So this success system that's outlined in the gratitude formula helps people to incorporate a daily goal planning meeting so that they can enable their source of intuition to guide them and their subconscious to help them. And I want people to know that success is not reserved for only a few people. Everyone can achieve their idea of success if they make a choice to be intentional and put together a system that's outlined in my book and probably other people's books too. But if they deliberately set aside 25 minutes every single morning to revisit their goals with gratitude as though they're already achieved, they will find that they are led by their subconscious and their intuition to take steps to achieve them.
Welcome to the Gratitude Podcast on www.georgeandbenta.com, where you'll hear a new story each week that will inspire more gratitude in your own life. Our mission is to inspire 100,000 people to discover how to feel gratitude and live a happy life through the amazing life stories of our successful guests and their actionable tips. And now, the host of our podcast, Georgian Benta.
Hi, Gratitude Seeker. Welcome to a new episode of the Gratitude Podcast. Today with me, I have Mae McCarthy. She's a successful entrepreneur, investor, business strategist, speaker, and author. For the past 32 years, Mae has used sound business practices and spiritual principles to grow several multi-million dollar companies as large as 100 plus million in annual revenues. Now she travels the country and teaches people how to use the same principles in order to help them achieve greater level of financial abundance, success, and freedom. Also, at the time of this recording, she just launched her new book, The Gratitude Formula, a 7-step success system to create a life that you love. Mae, thank you so much for accepting my invitation and for being here with us on the Gratitude Podcast.
Oh, thank you so much for having me.
It's a pleasure. And I'm really eager to ask you some questions and to find out how we can become successful. How can people get from where they are right now to being successful and fulfilled?
Well, I think that gratitude is a huge element of that. And one of the reasons why is because gratitude puts us in a state of happiness. It's great for our well-being. But when we're in that state, we actually end up having dopamine released into our brain. And what that's been shown to do is to help us to notice more possibilities and opportunities that are consistent with whatever it is that we're putting our attention on. And in my world of expertise, which is, you know, business, we tend to put our attention on the things that we want. And we describe them as though they're already completed, almost like projections in business. And in the gratitude formula and in my first book, The Path to Wealth, what we do is focus on describing our goals as completed with gratitude in every area of our life. And then we'll notice possibilities and steps that we can take to achieve them much faster.
This is wonderful. I've come across this myself in my experience with gratitude. I've tried many things regarding gratitude since I had like 80 guests already on the Gratitude Podcast. I've tried what they recommend. Then I found that indeed, when you are grateful, you see the resources, you see the things that you can the things you can do with what you have, and you see the possibilities of what can become. And also the other part that you mentioned is just amazing when you write things in the present moment and you're grateful for them as like they would be real right now. I love this. So I'm really curious about one thing. What is gratitude and success for you?
Well, gratitude ends up helping us to be in a state of mind that enables us, as I mentioned earlier, to see more possibilities. And one of the things that I love to tell people is that if you don't program your brain yourself, then the world will program it for you. So many, many people that are not intentional will wake up and immediately go to their mobile device or their computer or even turn on the TV and watch the news. And all of those things, which generally have a little bit of a negative bent, will program what's important to you. Whatever it is that we put into our brain, we start to notice more evidence for. So if you are deliberate and intentional about being grateful, you'll start to see whatever it is that you're thankful for multiplying in importance and also multiplying in actual existence. You know, Oprah Winfrey is clearly one of the most influential people of our time. And she said that when you're thankful, when you're grateful for what you have, you start to have more. But if you focus on what you don't have, you'll start to have more of that. So be intentional. Take the power that you have. Use gratitude and describe your gratitude for achieving the things that you want. But here's the important part, and this is outlined very clearly in my book, The Gratitude Formula. You have to describe what you want as though you've already achieved it. So instead of saying, I want to be debt-free, or I want to lose 10 pounds, you need to describe what you want as though you've already achieved it. Because if your goal is to be wanting to be debt-free or to be wanting to lose 10 pounds, you've already achieved it. You are already in a state of wanting. So when you say, I am so grateful that I am financially free with a minimum or more of X number of dollars that I use and enjoy and bless others with and invest in increase. I'm so grateful for my huge bank account. Or I'm so grateful for my physically fit, trim, toned, energetic, healthy body that's pain-free and easily able to move through life. What will happen is your subconscious and this wonderful faculty that we have, we all have this gift of intuition, they will show up and help us notice steps that we should take in order to make those statements true. So use gratitude as a tool for success, along with the correct words, thoughts, and emotions to back it up, and you will become a manifesting magnet and achieve more of what you desire in life and create the life that you love.
Spend more time outside with fresh air in your lungs and healthier habits in your schedule by eliminating the hassle of prepping, cooking, and cleaning up after each meal. Stress-free eating is just one click away this spring. Factor's delicious meals range from calorie smart, keto, protein plus, to vegan and veggie, and they're ready in just 2 minutes. Customize your weekly meals with the flexibility to get as much or as little as you need. Pause or reschedule deliveries to suit your lifestyle. Also, discover more than 60 add-ons every week, like breakfast, on-the-go lunch, snacks and beverages to help you stay fueled and feel good all day long. Head to factormeals.com/gratitude50 and use code gratitude50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box. That's gratitude50 at factormeals.com/gratitude50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active. I can definitely relate, and just think about it, dear listener. When you think about wanting something, or when you feel the gratitude for experiencing that, you could have heard in May's voice the difference when she was stating those positive things, those things that she's grateful for. You feel the difference, and I think this is very important to note that you know that it's the right thing, because it feels so different from wanting. And it gives you another vibe and another way of seeing the world and another perspective. I love it. But
gratitude is a choice, all right? A lot of people think that, oh, well, I'll just wait till I feel grateful and I'll wait till I feel happy, that something out there, something external, has to affect my emotions. And I will say, no, that's not true. Gratitude is a choice. And when you make the choice to deliberately use your words, thoughts, and emotions in a grateful state, first of all, the feelings will follow and you will feel happier as a result of using your words in statements of gratitude. But as you do that, you'll start to release that dopamine in your brain. You'll start to notice more possibilities to take steps that are in alignment with the things that you desire. So you can choose to be grateful. And as you do so, you'll be more successful.
Definitely. But how do you define success? And for me, for instance, if I think of success and I don't think of gratitude as well, I feel it's empty. Like it's just something that other people see as being amazing. But if I don't have gratitude with it, it's like it doesn't bring fulfillment, you know? So how do you see success?
Well, success is a definition that's different for everyone. It really depends on your idea of living a whole, complete, fulfilled life, lacking nothing in every area of your life. That would be your health, your finances, your relationships, your recreation, your use of skills and talents in remarkable and fulfilling and satisfying ways, either in your work or maybe you donate your time and energy and skills and talents in another way. But whatever your definition of success is, you can achieve it if you describe it every day with gratitude as though you've already achieved it, and watch for those intuitive messages or those subconscious directions that guide you to take steps to achieve what you want. For instance, in 1994, I was writing down every day in my goal planning meeting, and that is described in the gratitude formula. I was writing down in my short daily goal planning meeting my gratitude for being healthy and whole and complete, where every cell in my body is filled with healthy light. All right, every day. And I was in a business meeting and I had this very strong thought of my sister's face in my mind's eye. So I knew, having practiced this a while, that meant I needed to contact my sister. Now, I happened to be very close to her office, so I just stopped by. When I walked in, she was so happy to see me because she had a computer problem that I could help her fix for free. As I'm sitting at her desk, she noticed this very tiny, very, very tiny little dot on the outside of my right leg. And she asked me what it was. And I was raised in Hawaii, and I'm fair. I have a lot of freckles. So I told her it was a freckle. I mean, I've always had that little dot. She said she didn't feel that it was a freckle and asked that I see her dermatologist. Well, just as I was about to dismiss her fear and say, don't worry, it's nothing, my gut hurt. So my intuition was trying to get my attention. Now, having practiced this a while, I knew I should just do as she said. So I made the appointment. The dermatologist said it was nothing to worry about, that I could go home, that it was too small, nothing to be concerned about, that I was fine. And I was just about to heed his advice, and my gut hurt again. Again, intuition was trying to get my attention. So I told the doctor, I'm so sorry, I don't mean to be disrespectful, but you need to cut that off. I came back a week later to a diagnosis of cancer, malignant melanoma, Clark's level 3. But because it was caught so early, I just had to have simple surgery. I have been, since 1994, cancer-free. And I am whole, healthy, and complete. And every day, as part of this gratitude formula, I write down my gratitude for having a healthy, happy, pain-free body that easily moves through life. So when we use gratitude in combination with a success system, we end up achieving more of our goals in seeming miraculous ways. I mean, I was led to talk to my sister. I didn't know that meant I was going to be able to take care of a cancer issue. I had no idea. I just followed what my intuition said I should do. And I'm not the only successful person that uses intuition. I mean, Bill Gates, depending upon what day it is, he's either the richest or the second richest man in the world. He said that often you have to rely on intuition. And Steve Jobs from Apple, he agreed. He said that you actually have to have courage to follow your heart and intuition, like the courage it took to tell the doctor, you know, cut that off, right? And Oprah Winfrey, again, clearly one of the most influential women of our time, she said that ever since she was a small girl, she's listened to that still small voice of intuition. And the only times that she's made mistakes is when she chose to disregard it, to not listen. So all of these people, including Wayne Dyer, Thomas Edison, Steven Spielberg, Albert Einstein, all use this idea of intuition as a tool for success. It's my belief that when we combine our goal attainment system with gratitude, then intuition shows up more often to help us achieve our goals.
This is brilliant. I really didn't see the connection, but it makes so much sense because intuition kicks in much easier when we have this openness and this way of seeing life with gratitude and of living life with a grateful heart. And I love your definition of success. I think it's important for us to hear such definitions because not all the time we get to see people that are really successful and also really happy. And sometimes there is a gap between the two. And I think it's important to have these ideas on how we can define our own version of success, because that's the most important part.
Well, I think it's a waste of time for all of us to look at other people's achievements and try and compare our definition of success with theirs. I mean, I admire Bill Gates. I admire Oprah Winfrey. I admire Steven Spielberg, but I don't do what they do. Their talent in growing, you know, multinational giant public corporations or being in the media, teaching through television and film, that's not my idea of success for me. My idea of success is sharing my gifts and talents and in ways that are fulfilling and satisfying and prosperous and healthy. So everyone has to choose what their idea of success is for themselves and be grateful. Be grateful for what they have, and it will multiply in their life.
Spend more time outside with fresh air in your lungs and healthier habits in your schedule by eliminating the hassle of prepping, cooking, and cleaning up after each meal. Stress-free eating is just one click away this spring. Factor's delicious meals range from calorie smart, keto, protein plus, to vegan and veggie, and they're ready in just 2 minutes. Customize your weekly meals with the flexibility to get as much or as little as you need. Pause or reschedule deliveries to suit your lifestyle. Also, Discover more than 60 add-ons every week, like breakfast, on-the-go lunch, snacks and beverages to help you stay fueled and feel good all day long. Head to factormeals.com/gratitude50 and use code gratitude50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box. That's gratitude50 at factormeals.com/gratitude50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active. Definitely, I can attest to that. But can you tell us, what do people that are successful do that's different from what people usually do?
Well, I think that at least for myself and many of the people that I know well, we revisit our goals on a daily basis. And in business, you know, I've had an opportunity to be part of 7 different businesses. And we revisit our goals and are always looking ahead as though they're already achieved. You know, next quarter, next year, next 5 years. I mean, these are the things that we are grateful for that we will achieve. And we talk about the growth of our companies and the service to our customers and our coworkers growing in numbers and satisfaction. I mean, we talk about all those things as though they already are. And then we are guided and directed to take steps to ensure that they happen. So this success system that's outlined in the gratitude formula helps people to incorporate a daily goal planning meeting so that they can enable their source of intuition to guide them and their subconscious to help them. And I want people to know that success is not reserved for only a few people. Everyone can achieve their idea of success if they make a choice to be intentional and put together a system that's outlined in my book and probably other people's books too. But if they deliberately set aside 25 minutes every single morning to revisit their goals with gratitude as though they're already achieved, they will find that they are led by their subconscious and their intuition to take steps to achieve them. And I want people to know that I already recognize how powerful they are. They've already used systems for success and have achieved an amazing number of things. They learn to read. They learn to write. They learn to drive a car. They learn to type on that crazy keyboard that is not even in alphabetical order. I mean, they've already proved that with consistency and repetition, they can master a skill. Now they probably drive home from work and can't even remember, you know, large parts of the drive home because they've mastered that skill. This is just another skill that they can do to master achieving goals in their lives.
This is wonderful. And I totally believe this because we learn things and we forget that we know them. And we do things that may harm us or may do us a lot of good, like gratitude practice. And sometimes we get to do this unconsciously. We get to do a certain level at one point, ideally. But you mentioned doing things in the morning and being right, intentional in the morning. What do you recommend us to do in the morning so that we have an intentional day and we have our heart filled with gratitude?
Okay, so the morning meeting, and I ask people to treat it like a meeting. And there is an intelligence in the universe that is somehow gives us these intuitive messages. And, you know, it's an inner wisdom. And so you're sort of having a meeting with yourself. First thing in the morning, before you look at your mobile device, before you look at your computer or any news, you immediately go to a place where you can set aside 25 to 30 minutes. There are 4 steps to this morning meeting. The first step is to read something for 5 to 10 minutes that puts you into a receptive mood. I think that having inspiring stories about other people achieving the kind of success that you want The things that are meaningful to you, people that are using gratitude as part of a formula for success. Any book that puts you into a receptive mood is a good book to start your morning with. So 5 to 10 minutes. The second step is to write out a gratitude letter. And what you'll do is say, thank you. Thank you for all of these things that I have. And thank you for all these things I want, but remember, you've got to word them as though you've already achieved them. Thank you for my great health. Thank you for the use of my skills and talents in working with people who I value and appreciate and who value and appreciate me. Thank you for my right relationships with my family, friends, coworkers, customers, suppliers, and vendors, and everyone in our world. Whatever your goals are, word them as though they're already complete with gratitude. The third step is to read the letter you wrote out loud. Speak it out loud. And any school teacher will tell you that when you speak something out loud, it anchors the meaning more fully within you. And that's going to activate your subconscious and your intuition to show up more often. I mean, think about the time that you were interested in buying a car. You talked about it. You thought about it. You went and researched different models of car. Maybe you even test drove a car. You started to think about and talk about and get excited about and feel grateful for this new car that you were going to get. Didn't you start to notice that car driving around everywhere on the road? See, your subconscious showed up to point out possibilities, and your intuition would show up to show you how to achieve it. So the third step is to speak what you wrote out loud with emotion. And then finally, the fourth step is to set aside about 5 minutes, close your eyes, and see yourself in the picture of having already achieved the goal. Not just a static picture, but the whole picture. If it's a healthy body that's your goal, see yourself out in your healthy body, wearing those beautiful clothes, feeling light and energetic and filled with vitality with your friends and your family and wherever you happen to be. If it's a more money and financial freedom, who are you with? What are you doing? How are you using that wonderful gift of financial freedom in your life? See that image and imprint it onto your subconscious. And like I said, your subconscious and intuition will show up on, almost on high alert to point you in the right direction to take steps. So that's your morning meeting. And do it every single morning, and you will find that you will be a magnet to achieving more of what you want.
This is amazing. I love it. And I can definitely say that it's so important when you do this. For instance, if you have like a day when you do this and a day when you don't, you can totally tell the difference in the results, even in that day. And it, of course, what we do each day gets to what we do each week, each month, each year, each decade, and it actually becomes our life. So this is very important. So May, what I'm also really curious about, and I'm sure that our listeners are too, how do we use gratitude to get more financial abundance?
Well, that would be one of the goals that you write about. And you speak out loud and you think about and you imagine is your financial abundance. I had a friend of mine who had told me that he wanted a new job. And so I said, really? Do you really want a new job? I said, if you had a new job, what would your life be like? And he said, well, I'd work with people that I like. I'd get paid more. I would feel like I'm using my skills and talents in meaningful and satisfying ways. I said, okay, that's your goal. So let's write gratitude statements that involve that. So he started writing out, I'm so grateful that I use my skills and talents in my work in wonderful and satisfying and fulfilling ways. And I work with people who I appreciate and value, and I feel valued and appreciated in return. I help my company to thrive and grow and prosper, and I am rewarded financially with a minimum or more of X number of dollars. Okay? So he's writing that out every day. And when what was happening is because he was incorporating gratitude, he just started feeling happier. And he started noticing that some of his coworkers could use his help, and he had a little bit more patience than he had in the past, and he'd help them. And they were so grateful, and they appreciated him so much. And some of his customers needed some assistance, and he would help them, and they were so grateful and appreciative. It wasn't long after that that his boss called him into her office. And she said, you know, I've noticed that something shifted. I mean, you're being really, really helpful and quite creative and innovative in solving customer problems and helping our coworkers to come up with new ideas to be able to help our customers and grow our company. And you know, what's going on? And he said, well, I don't know. I just kind of feel happy. I like my job. She gave him a raise and a promotion. And the raise was to an amount of money that was exactly what he was describing in his daily goal planning meeting. He didn't even have to change jobs in order to experience that.
Spend more time outside with fresh air in your lungs and healthier habits in your schedule by eliminating the hassle of prepping, cooking, and cleaning up after each meal. Stress-free eating is just one click away this spring. Factor's delicious meals range from calorie smart, keto, protein plus, to vegan and veggie, and they're ready in just 2 minutes. Customize your weekly meals with the flexibility to get as much or as little as you need. Pause or reschedule deliveries to suit your lifestyle. Also, discover more than 60 add-ons every week, like breakfast, on-the-go lunch, snacks and beverages, to help you stay fueled and feel good all day long. Head to factormeals.com/gratitude50 and use code gratitude50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box. That's gratitude50 at factormeals.com/gratitude50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active.
And we all can do that. So if financial freedom and a certain amount of a level of financial abundance is a goal, describe it as though it's already complete and associate it with something that you're doing with your skills and talents. And you'll get steps. Intuition will guide you to get there.
I love this story. And I think it's so inspiring, and so it gives us a great perspective on what we can actually do, what it's actually possible for us if we have the right system, the right focus. Right. And
I like to tell people that success is a system. It's not a secret. It's a system. And if they use the system on a daily basis, they will begin to achieve more of what they desire in life. And I will caution your audience. And that is that, you know, many of us have gotten into the habit of describing what we don't want, thinking that we're describing what we do want. I remember having a salesperson, and she used to say, that worked for our company, and she used to say things like, I hope I'm not late for an appointment and make a bad impression on a customer. Well, guess what happened? She was often late for appointments, and customers were upset. So she needed to just shift her words to say, I'm so grateful that I'm always on time or early for my appointments, and that I'm able to convey the benefits of our products and services to facilitate a fair exchange of value with customers who can benefit from them. That ended up helping her to not only be on time, but also to see more possibilities to be of service to her customers. And she did very well.
Exactly, exactly. And what I love about this is that from an emotional standpoint, from how I see it, is the difference between being focused on fear, on what we don't want, on what we fear is going to happen, to being focused on the great things that can happen and on what we actually want. I love this. I love it. So I know that your book has 7 steps to success. What are the other steps that are not, or are they all about gratitude?
Well, the seven steps that are in the daily practice itself, are combined into step one of this seven-step system. So the other steps that people need to be concerned about is creating the right and powerful goal statements using the right words, all right? The other thing is to choose goals that are right for them. So many times, because of our role in life, either as in business, in our jobs, or even as a family member, you know, sometimes our roles, other people want us to adopt their goals instead of us being intentional about adopting our own goals. And that can breed resentment, you know, and dissatisfaction and that negative emotion that is opposite of gratitude. And consequently, we'll start to generate an awareness of more of what we don't want in life showing up. So choosing goals that are right for you, and if you have to, because of your role at work or because of your role as a parent or a sibling, if you have to choose somebody else's goal because it's required, then use your gratitude practice in the morning to proclaim that it's easy and joyful and successful in whatever your definition of success is, and bring gratitude even into that task. Another thing is to recognize, another step is to recognize that your brain loves you. And it also remembers every time that you have had a goal in the past that you didn't achieve and how disappointed you were. And so what it tries to do is protect you and almost put these intuitive messages on mute to keep you where it knows how to cope. Even if you're in a position in life that is not one that you want to stay in, your brain knows you know how to cope there. So if you have a goal that's bigger than anything you've achieved before or different than anything you've achieved before, that can be a little scary, and your brain doesn't want you to fail, okay? So what you have to do is recognize that repetition will create a new belief. Doing this practice, this day, the morning meeting and the gratitude formula practice on a daily basis will create a new belief, a new neural pathway in your brain. And once that belief starts to become one of possibility, your brain will take your intuitive source off of mute, and you'll be able to be guided. So you've got to have some patience and recognize that your brain loves you and it's just trying to protect you. And then you also need to be patient. Sometimes you're going to have some goals that you have that are going to be able to be achieved like that, just very quickly. And some of the others will take a little bit more time because of this belief factor. Be patient with yourself. Don't give up, all right? Don't give up, because if you use repetition to reap the rewards, you will achieve the goals that you want. And then also, I find that discovering your purpose, you know, the why that you exist, the why that you're here, is really important to fueling the passion for you to enjoy life in a much greater way. And there, in the gratitude formula, there are some things that you can do to discover your purpose. My purpose, since I was 12, was to bless others and be blessed. And I've carried that purpose with me throughout my life. And it shifts a little bit as it relates to my businesses. In my last two businesses that were software development and capital equipment to automate drug distribution processes in hospitals, our company purpose was to save lives and to thrive and prosper as we did so. And we helped our customers, who were hospitals, to facilitate the use of additional patient safety measures as a result of what we did to help them avoid medication errors and save lives. what I do now as a speaker and a consultant and author is I travel the world and I help people to elevate their prosperity and freedom. And I am prosperous and free as a result. So I'm still blessing others and being blessed. So discovering your path, your purpose is also a wonderful way to help you to achieve more of what you desire with gratitude faster. So those are pretty much the seven components, the seven parts of the gratitude formula.
I love them. I can sense the wisdom, the experience that you have and that you put into this book. Make sure you visit May's website, go to Amazon and buy her book. It's really good. You can feel, and I'm sure that you got to meet her, to know what she's about. And I definitely recommend her book. Thank you so much, May, for being here with us and for sharing your experience, your wisdom, and your knowledge.
Thank you very much for having me. I appreciate it.
My pleasure.
Thank you for listening to our weekly podcast. Help us reach our goal of inspiring 100,000 people by sharing this podcast with your loved ones, with your Facebook friends. And if you loved this episode, please write a review on iTunes.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Are you experiencing more lack in your life than you used to? Unfortunately, some things are not in our control, but we can control how we see them. Join me on a 7-week journey from lack to abundance through gratitude. Go to georgianbenta.com/abundancecourse. That's georgianbenta.com/abundancecourse to join me now. Are you experiencing more lack in your life than you used to? Unfortunately, some things are not in our control, but we can control how we see them. Join me on a 7-week journey from lack to abundance through gratitude. Go to georgianbenta.com/abundancecourse. That's georgianbenta.com/abundancecourse to join me now.